This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The next time you buy a used car or go to an auto repair shop after a crash, think about this. Your car may not have working airbags when you drive away. That's exactly what happened to Lynette Loretto, a mother of three who lives on an Indian pueblo in Jemez, New Mexico. She didn't know that the shiny yellow Chevy Cavalier she bought from a used car dealer was a potential death trap. When she later discovered that the car had been in an accident and didn't have working airbags, it made her skin crawl.
I went hysterical. I drove my daughters in that car a couple of times, and just the fact that if something were to have happened to us, like if we were involved in an accident, that it would have been awful.
A Weekend Edition team led by senior editor Jenny Bergall has spent the past several months investigating the serious problem of airbag fraud. We found that unscrupulous auto repair shops have victimized consumers by failing to replace airbags that had deployed in a crash, and that suspect used car dealers have sold customers cars without working airbags. Airbag compartments have been stuffed with everything from beer cans to paper to packing peanuts. Sometimes the old non-working airbag is just pushed back in, and sometimes the airbag isn't replaced at all, so the compartment is empty. Although the number of victims is unknown, the consequences can be tragic. A Houston-area woman was badly injured, and her mother was killed when their Mercury Sable was hit head-on and neither airbag worked. On the passenger side, the used airbag had been stuffed back in, and the cover had been taped shut. On the driver's side, there was no airbag at all. A nursing student in Seattle died in a similar crash. The dealer who sold her the used car had cut the airbag out and created a fake cover for the dashboard. Lynette Loretto and her daughters also could have been seriously hurt. She thought the Chevy she saw for sale on the side of the road in Albuquerque was in good shape. It looked nice from the outside, and the used car dealer who sold it to her said it was working fine. But soon after Loretto drove the car home, she realized it had all kinds of mechanical problems that the dealer didn't mention.
It was making weird, like, racking noises and stuff, and the airbag light was on, and he said it was just a faulty sensor, and it was just one thing after another after, as soon as I got it home.
Did you get the car looked at by a mechanic after you realized there were all these problems with it?
My uncle had the car towed to Reliable Chevrolet, and they looked at the whole car because it was supposed to be under warranty. And they said that it had been in a bad accident, and the warranty does not cover what the car had been through.
Oh, and you had no idea it had been in an accident.
No idea.
What did they find when they opened up the airbag compartment?
On the passenger side, they found the airbag stuffed back in the compartment. On the driver's side, they found the airbag plus a bunch of paper shoved back into the airbag.
Most used car dealers and auto repair shops install new airbags properly, but experts caution that not all of them can be trusted. No one collects data on the number of airbag fraud cases, not even the insurance industry. But in January, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a report that reviewed more than 1,400 fatal crashes. It found that in nearly a fifth of those cases, the airbags had not been replaced after a prior accident. An agency spokesman says they didn't look into why they were missing, but they believe that at least some of those cases involved airbag fraud. The agency's report was unusual, however. Jim Quiggle is director of communications for the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud, a nonprofit alliance of insurance companies and consumer groups. He's frustrated because it's so hard to pin down the number of airbag fraud cases.
We have a life and death scam on our hands just waiting to be discovered. But unfortunately, until the data bubble to the surface and give us a quantitative sense of what this is about, it's always going to be the hidden silent killer.
Why aren't there any credible statistics? Why are there no statistics actually to come by?
Well, the feds have taken a relatively arm's length approach. They're not involved in the sense they're not keeping airbag fraud data, insurance companies and the states and the police accident reports generally don't compile this in enough detail to be meaningful or useful. So you have this data black hole that makes it very hard to quantify this and be able to tell the decision makers this is what we're up against.
Airbag fraud isn't just connected to a group of shady used car dealers. Experts say some auto repair shops are also to blame. Quiggle describes one scenario.
Crooked body shops are committing this scam as an insurance scheme. We've seen cases where they'll take airbags and remove them and replace it with tennis sneakers and cigarette packages, cover up the cavity, and then charge the insurance company $3,000 for a full replacement bag, leaving you, the driver, with nothing to protect yourself in a crash.
And why are they doing it?
Cash. It's greed. What they want most is that $3,000 or $4,000 from the insurance company, and that's what they're getting.
Here's another scenario. A shop orders a new airbag and bills the customer for it, but never installs it. Instead, it sends the airbag back to the manufacturer and gets a full refund.
Because the lid is sealed on the airbag compartment, unless you're checking, nobody's going to be wiser.
Airbags are also hot commodities on the black market. Insurance fraud experts say that thousands of airbags are stolen each year. A new airbag, which retails for $1,000 to $3,000, can be bought for $50 to $200 on the black market. There are thousands of ads for used airbags on eBay. Prices start at $4.99. You can also buy all kinds of components on the web, knockoff airbags, fake airbag covers, and devices that will override airbag warning lights. Quiggle says it's never a good idea to buy airbags on the internet.
Putting an airbag in is almost like neurosurgery. The airbag should be very carefully calibrated to the model, the make of the car, and in many cases, even the month. It's got to be very, very precise to assure that the airbag works exactly the way it's intended by the manufacturer. So to simply pull something off the internet, stuff it in there, and say, gee, you're safe, is taking your life into your hands.
He says making sure that you have working airbags should be at the top of your priority list when you have your car repaired after a crash or buy a used car.
Anytime you step inside a car, the life of your family, your children, yourself could be on the line. You could be driving a vehicle that's a hand grenade on four wheels.
Next week, in the second part of our series, we'll visit an auto repair shop in Maryland to find out how an airbag should be properly installed and why experts say it's important to research the history of your used car.
You have salvage cars, you have flood cars, you have a lot of cars that people just throw back together and get rid of, and to the average consumer that doesn't know what they're looking at, it's a trap. It's a problem.
We'll also learn how consumers can protect themselves against airbag fraud and how they can fight back if they become victims. Our story was reported by senior editor Jenny Bergall and produced by Weekend Edition's Charla Baer. To get tips on how to spot airbag fraud and see photos of the papers stuffed inside the airbag compartment of Lynette Loretto's Chevy, go to npr.org.